Greetings, everyone! Welcome to another episode of the Musical Connections Podcast. I'm your host, Zach Snow, and this is the show where you'll discover more about the music of Newfoundland and Labrador. I got another great show lined up for you this week, so come on a journey with me as I take you inside the Newfoundland and Labrador music industry and tell you what makes it so special. If you're out there, be a part of my mission of growing our Newfoundland and Labrador music sector one song at a time. You can do that by sharing this podcast with your friends and letting them know that this podcast is now live on their social media platforms. And let them know to subscribe to the podcast, whether it be through Apple, Spotify, RSS feeds, and subscribing to the Musical Connections NL YouTube channel. On this week's show, I, of course, welcome two great friends of the podcast and great supporters of mine going back to the days of the Celtic Wake Up, which is still on the air to this day. I welcome Shannon Ganux, Chris Andrews, and Mark Hiscock on to the program. I talked to them about their 30th anniversary, which they celebrated last year, and their latest album, Life in the Harbor, which came out in November. I also speak to them about how the group formed and how important guys like Ralph O'Brien and Dermot O'Reilly were to their careers. Of course, I'm recording this on the day of Dermot O'Reilly's passing, which was 18 years ago. Now, on the note of Dermot and Ralph, coming up on March 23rd, the Sons of Erin and Ryan's Fancy. There will be a tribute show about those two bands with an all-star cast, and we talked to the guys about that show. Shannon Ganux are going to be the house band of it, and they're doing this all in support of the Autism Society of Newfoundland and Labrador. It's always great to catch up with Chris and Mark. We're going to get to that right after we feature the newfound releases of the week, and these covered the last 2 weeks, so these songs came out between February 2nd to the 15th, or were submitted to me in that time span. We kick it all off with a great song here from Anil, and she is, of course, with Citadel House. Right now, here's her brand new tune, a cover of a BTS song. This is Sweet Night on Newfound Releases.
On my pillow, can get me tired, sharing my fragile truth, that I still hope the door is open, cause the time with you and me, am I forever's falling down? I'm wondering if you want me now. How could
That was Anil with Sweet Night here on Newfound Releases. Our next new song comes from Jenny Mallard. Her last album was 2022's Into the Deep, and she works on this latest tune with Robert Kelly. Here is Make Believe from Jenny Mallard on Newfound Releases.
What a night it has been. 'Cause we built a castle filled with dollar store lights and laughter filled nights. We called it home. Sorrow. And we'll grow together like the roses you gave me. We'll show.
And that was Jenny Mallard for you on Newfound Releases with Make Believe. It's going to be from her second album coming out later this year. And right now with an album drop, Country Music Is All I Need, we have one of the sons of Lloyd Snow. Up next, Lucas is coming up for you. And right now, here's a song that Dave Fitzpatrick wrote and he ended up recording himself, which Lucas does a fine job at. Lucas Snow for you now on Newfound Releases with Standing on Solid Ground.
Summer breeze in the salty air, colorful trees in the fall each year, people in every town that care, so proud to be from here. She stands up against the wind and rain, she never ever seemed to let me down. Sleet or snow, it's all the same, we're we're standing on solid ground. Around the bay or in St. Johnstown, so much beauty to be found. If we never leave this rock again, we'll all be safe and sound. She stands up against the wind and rain. She never ever seemed to let me down. Sleet or snow, it's all the same. We're standing on solid ground. Some days fog, some days rain, some days sunny and bright. Some days snow, some days wind. For me, it's all just right. Stands up against the wind and rain. She never ever seemed to let me down. Sleet or snow, it's all the same. We're standing on solid ground. Yeah, she stands up against the wind and rain. She never ever seemed to let me down. Sleet or snow, it's all the same. We're standing on solid ground. Yeah, sleet or snow, it's all the same. We're standing on solid ground.
That was Lucas Snow with his take on Dave Fitzpatrick's Standing on Solid Ground. Marcino is up next, and From a Good Day Waits, their album set to come out later this year. Here they are now with All I Am on Newfound Releases.
You said you want this, don't leave me hanging on. Just give me what I want, just move and feel the song. You said you want this. This.
That was Marcino for you on Newfound Releases with All I Am. Potom is up next, and he put up the song about a few weeks ago, but we're going to feature it this week for Newfound Releases. You make me very happy. Here's Potom for you now on Newfound Releases.
Mm-hmm. You make me very happy.
Hold 'em for you on Newfound Releases with You Make Me Very Happy. And this song makes me very happy as well. These guys make me very happy whenever I'm around them. Quote The Raven. They got a brand new album set to come out April 23rd. Here's the third single from their new album. This is Back in Spring on Newfound Releases. Quote the Raven for you on newfound releases with Back in Spring. And this podcast has now become a weekly tradition, sometimes weekly tradition, knowing the amount of breaks I take. But it's become a Newfoundland tradition as well. And on the note of that, we have a new song from Randy Travers. Thanks to him for sending these along to me. Here's Randy Travers for you now on newfound releases with Newfoundland Tradition.
It's just a good old Newfoundland tradition. All hands, they gather in the kitchen. The music it would play as the arms they would sway. It was just a good old Newfoundland tradition. My mother and father, God bless their souls, they raised 9 children on the go. Their only source of heat was wood, but yet they done the best they could. It was just a good old Newfoundland tradition. It's just a good old Newfoundland tradition. All hands, they gather in the kitchen. The music it would play as the arms they would sway. It was just a good old Newfoundland tradition. Well, Sunday jigs, dinner's on the table. I got a bad hangover, but I'll eat it if I'm able. 'Cause it's my favorite meal, no matter how I feel. Because it was just a good old Newfoundland tradition. It's just a good old Newfoundland tradition. All hands, they would gather in the kitchen. The music it would play as the arms they would sway. It was just a good old Newfoundland tradition. It's just a good old Newfoundland tradition. All hands, they gather in the kitchen. Well, no matter where you roam, there's no place like your Newfie home. 'Cause it's just a good old Newfoundland tradition. Yeah, it's just a good old Newfoundland tradition.
Randy Travers for you on newfound releases with Newfoundland Tradition. And we wrap up the show with a young up-and-coming singer-songwriter, Zelia. And I seen her play at the Folk Festival as she was the winner of the Newfound Talent Contest. I believe it was either last year or the year before that. And she has a load of talent. And if she's sending me songs like this, I'm looking forward to more from this young lady. Here's Zelia for you now on newfound releases with Venus Flytrap.
Thank you.
instigator, intimidator, troublemaker. See you later. I should be saying manipulator, trying to save her, self-medicator. What does a girl do when torn between two and stuck in a Venus flytrap?
Man, that was 2 weeks worth waiting for. Newfound Releases is in the books. If you want to be a part of this segment for any Newfoundland and Labrador musicians out there, you can head on over to my Linktree.com/ZachSnowNL and look at the Newfound Releases guide. It is on my Musical Connections Resources tab. And if you have any other questions, feel free to email musicalconnectionsnl@gmail.com. It is now time to get into the Musical Connections podcast and welcome my very special guest to the program. I welcome Shanigan Nux, Chris Andrews, and Mark Hiscock. I bring on the guys to talk about their 30th anniversary, which they celebrated last year, and their most recent album, Life in the Harbor, which came out back in November and was released to rave reviews. I also talk to them about their favorite song on the album and some of their favorite memories of the band from forming together as they were double booked at an open mic night at Aaron's Pub back in 1993. The rest, they say, is history. And we're also going to talk about the influence that Ralph O'Brien and Dermot O'Reilly had on their careers, as Dermot produced their very first album, Newfoundland, and Ralph O'Brien put them together at Aaron's Pub back in 1993. We're also going to talk about the show that they're going to be playing on March 23rd. It's going to be a tribute show to Ryan's Fancy and the Sons of Erin, all in support of the Autism Society of Newfoundland and Labrador. It's always great to catch up with the guys, and this has been 111 episodes too long. So let's connect this week with my guest, Chris Andrews and Mark Hiscock of Shanigan Nux. Greetings, everybody. Welcome back to the Musical Connections podcast. This is the show where you'll discover more about the music of Newfoundland and Labrador. And when you come here to the province, you'll find no better examples of what our music is all about than by talking with these two gentlemen. They were double booked for an open mic night back in 1993 at Aaron's Pub by then owner Ralph O'Brien. They were put on stage together, and the rest that they say is history.
14 albums later, with their latest one being Life in the Harbor, they are set to be loud and proud for another 30 years to come. Joining me right now are two great friends of the show and two great supporters of this journey when I first started covering music here in 2018. Mark Hiscock, Chris Andrews, they are the co-founders of Shannon Canuck. Guys, how are you?
Good, Zach. How are you doing, man?
I am fantastic, and congratulations on 30 years together. It's pretty insane.
It's been a good time.
It's been fun 30 years.
And I also got to thank you guys for all the support you've given my early project, Celtic Wake Up, which is still going on, and I just recently brought it back.
Excellent.
And this is episode 111 of the podcast, and 111 episodes, too long. I've wanted to get you guys on for a long time. I just wanted to find the right time, and no better time than now.
Oh, it's perfect. Glad to be here.
Now, of course, how are things with you guys right now? I'm going to start with you, Chris. How are things with you guys right now?
With me and Mark?
Yeah.
In the band? Excellent. We're at a cruise control spot, Zach. We've never got along better. We've never respected each other more. We've never played better. We've never had more fun. It's a pleasure to be in this band.
And what about yourself, Mark?
Like Chris said, you know, we're happy to be at this for so long, and we're at a stage now where everything is going really good. Like Chris said, we're on cruise control and just smooth sailing.
Absolutely, and I feel this is the tightest band you guys have ever had. Now, you've had this current iteration of the band since, I believe, 2018 when Brad Tuck joined you guys as the drummer. And you've also rotated guitarists. Craig Young and Jason Whalen has played with you guys from time to time, but they're also really close friends of yours. You've been friends with them for many, many years, and I believe Jason Whalen produced some of your records and engineered them.
I was in my first band with Jason in 1990.
There you go.
Yeah.
So you have a really good connection there, and you've worked really well ever since.
Yeah, well, Craig is it's actually Craig's gig, but when Craig is unavailable because where he does live on the West Coast and other, you know, there's other things, we'll look at Jason, and Blair Goss has been playing the gig couple of times too. Blair's our guitar tech, but he is an amazing guitar player.
And, wow.
And when need be, he can step in and play the show too and play it very well. So we're covered for electric guitar players for sure.
Oh, for sure. And I believe the first album you incorporated that was, what's the album? Rockin' on the Water, which was 2013. And you've had them ever since, leading up to the most recent one you put out back in November, Life in the Harbor. We're going to talk about that later. But one of the shows you're going to be doing coming up on March 23rd at the Arts and Culture Center in St. John's, it's a tribute to the Sons of Aaron and Ryan's Fancy, two bands that were really important to your development. I mean, of course, I mentioned Ralph O'Brien in the intro. He owned Aaron's Pub and founded Aaron's Pub at the time, and he put you guys both on stage in 1993. The rest of they say is history, and you actually worked on your very first album called Newfoundland. It's right over there in the corner over there. That was actually the original print that you guys were looking at off air here. You worked on that with Dermot O'Reilly down at Piperstock Hill in Torbay.
Yep.
So I want to focus on this with you first, Chris. How is the show going to go on March 23rd? Because the lineup is stacked.
Yeah, everybody. This is a benefit concert for Autism NL. And we've been talking with them for a long while, trying to figure out how we could help them raise some money and raise some awareness. The thought came to my mind about, you know, how much the Sons of Aaron and Ryan's Fancy have given to Newfoundland music. And to us, you know, and to the people involved in the concert. And I thought it was very fitting that we should have a night to pay tribute to what they did for the province and just sort of say our thanks and sing the wonderful songs that they gave us.
Absolutely. What about yourself, Mark? How excited are you to be a part of this show?
Oh, absolutely. It's, like Chris was saying, you know, Sons of Aaron, Ryan's Fancy, you know, that was a staple in my house growing up. I know even more so at Chris's house. But, you know, to like you said, we've done our first album with Dermot, and we've worked with Fergus, and I've played accordion on Dennis Ryan's album that he recorded.
No way!
Down in Piperstock.
Wow!
Yeah, so it was, and then done a lot of work. I was actually a member of the Sons of Aaron for a little bit, so.
What?
So.
When was this?
It's great. That was quite a while ago.
Oh,
that was
a lot done.
Back in the 90s, it was more of a fill-in, but, you know, when you get up on stage with a band, you're part of the band.
You're in there.
That's wicked.
Yeah.
What was it like playing with them?
It was fun. It was always fun, and even more fun to be down in the audience watching the Sons of Aaron. It was always great to watch Ralph and the boys.
Yeah, and a lot of the acts here that are going to be part of the show, just naming a couple off the top of my head, Jackie Sullivan and Carla Pilgrim, Jim Payne, Darcy Broderick, you got yourselves as the house band, and then there's Conn and Arthur O'Brien, David Pomeroy, who you guys have played with in the shows that I've seen you guys at recently. Like, it's an all-star lineup, and a lot of them have one thing in common. They were influenced by Ryan's Fancy or Sons of Aaron, or they may have played down at Aaron's Pub once upon a time just to open mic opportunities. I mean, if Ralph O'Brien didn't put you guys both up on stage in that one night in 1993, where would Shannon Canuck be right now?
Probably wouldn't be.
Probably wouldn't be.
No, it wouldn't exist.
Things happen for a reason. And I think that a lot of myself and Merrick's career, you know, because at the end of the day, like, even though everybody's included, Shannon Canuck is me and Merrick. And, you know, throughout the years, we've had many great backing bands. And as you said, no, the one we have now, the last decade or so, because I think Ian and Brad, I think Brad told me there a little while ago, I think he's in about 8 or 9 years now.
Yeah.
He's the last fellow to come in, because Brad's a lot younger than us. Brad's probably, he's not much older than you. But Brad's 32 or 33 years old. It's a tight band, and it functions very well. We're all friends, but you know, we're friends, but when we're not working, we sort of leave each other alone too. Like, you know what I mean? It's good to have a bit of space, because now when we go back to working now in March, we took some time off this year because we had a really busy year last year.
Oh, I can only imagine.
Yeah. You know, we'll be refreshed and ready to go again, you know, and spend time with each other. And you know, it's nice to have, and Bud also, I mean, and Patrick and Ian and Craig, and it's a machine in motion, right?
Oh, yeah, so I forgot about Patrick, and of course, who can't forget Bud Davidge's Seminole?
Well, that's it, Bud Davidge's Seminole, but he's in Shattuck and Octavia half as long as he was in Seminole. Yeah. And it was coming for one show, and he's been, I guess, Bud's been about 8 or 9 years now, I guess, every bit of that. And we love it, of course, and, you know, he's one of us. And so it's a wonderful thing that we, you know, we're going to keep going until it doesn't make sense to keep going.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I don't see you guys slowing down anytime soon. You just put out your 14th studio album, which was Life in the Harbor. I may be wrong on the numbers, but you've released quite a lot of albums over the course of your 30-year history.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm sure we're not done yet. You know, we're very proud of this latest record, and it was fun to make. It was, you know, to take a chance. Being a trad band all these years, our main goal was to take older music and change it up so it would survive, and then younger people would come and take our music and change it up to survive and have these traditional music, this Newfoundland traditional music exist for years. Now, this time, we did a totally original record where hopefully in many years to come, younger people will come take these songs and make them exist. So it's exciting for us.
Yeah, and some of the songs that you really have on this album, like Rain, Drizzle, and Fog, which is the unofficial first single you put out back in 24th of May 2022, and then really the song that's exploded off this album was Live Till I Die, a song about, you know, screw all these things that, like, you know, are telling you to be healthier, telling you to be, telling you to stop drinking or telling you to stop smoking. You're a live till you die, and that's really become an anthem for people.
Well, I think it's sort of the song really says the summer in the middle is the right way.
Yeah.
You know? I think we all agree smoking is stupid. You shouldn't be at it. you know, but living, you know, it's all right to enjoy a drink or two every now and again, or, you know, or eat something that you enjoy. But in the middle is certainly the way to go.
Absolutely. Now, of course, Life in the Harbor is the latest album you guys put out back in November, and it's all original material. And you wrote some songs on the album. You and Patrick wrote some songs on the album. Why put out an all original album now? Because you've put all these, you've had originals in the past, but there were, like, you know, a few in between, and the rest of them were traditional classics. Why put out an all original album?
Just felt right.
We never done it before.
Yeah. Where I was trying to evolve, you know, change things up. And I think a couple of those songs sort of said to us, you know, well, because Mark had said, you know, I got a couple of songs, you know, pretty much done. And I had a couple pretty much done, and Patrick had a few. Like, we never knew Patrick as a songwriter. No. I mean, we've known Patrick forever, and he's played with us, you know. We started together, and then he went off and did his own thing with the Punters and the Irish D's and stuff, and he came back, you know, and we were more than happy. Now he's back, I guess, what? He must be back 10 years, I guess, now or whatever.
That's crazy.
It's long gone. I don't know how it's at. We don't keep up much on timing and dates and stuff, but you know, he came back a different guy who was a singer and a songwriter, not just a fiddle player. And it's great, you know. So it's just the songs felt good. And they were strong. And, you know, we always sort of thought, you know, well, what should we do? A really strong version of a trad song that we can bring back, or a song we weren't overly confident about. But this album, we were confident about the song. So I think that was the difference.
Yeah, and I also think, too, like, that goes from your 30 years of experience, you know, playing all these traditional tunes. You can take elements of those songs you've covered and make your own. So, Mark, what was it like making this record?
I was going to say it's a little bit of a challenge, but, you know, when normally what we've been doing in the past is taking an old Newfoundland song and revamping it and making it our own. But, you know, when you don't have a script to go by, pretty much, you know, you're going from scratch. So you don't have a template of another song to work off of. So, you know, that made it a bit challenging coming up with the air arrangements and all that stuff. But at the end, it turned out to be a great album.
Oh, I think it's probably one of your best albums you ever put out. And some of the great songs on there, Mainland Bar, Life in the Harbor, Cody's another popular one that people like, The Twine Needle.
They're really digging Cody.
They're really digging Cody.
I hear about it all the time, which is because everybody knows Cody. When Mark wrote that song, I don't want to be speaking for Mark, but he wrote it with that idea of every community has a Cody.
There's always that one fella in the community that knows everything and always got something to say to you.
And my favorite song on the album is Twine Needle. So, you know, I think that's a solid tune. All right, so it's great, you know, and Patrick's writing cool stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Patrick has a solo album on that's going to blow everybody's minds if he ever puts it out. Right?
You know, eventually.
He will. It's finished. I mean, Patrick's not a guy to rush, and when he's ready, he'll do it. And but I think he's really going to open some eyes with, the type of music, you know, the style of music that this album is and the writing that he's done.
So it's not going to be like a strictly trad record. It's going to be like, you know, a singer-songwriter type of record. It's going to be like all genres.
I don't know. I've heard it. I wouldn't want to categorize. Yeah, you know, it's Patrick. And it's I think a lot of people are going to be impressed and their minds are going to be blown a bit. Yeah.
That's a good way of putting things. It's just Patrick. And this album is just Chris. It's just Mark. And it's also Ian and Brad and Patrick and Jason and Craig. Yep. It's Shannon and Knock. It's really like what you guys have like put on the Newfoundland Labrador music scene for more than 3 decades now. Because I grew up listening to you guys through the Homebrew Records. You did a lot of those from like 2000 to 2016. Yeah. And those were some of my favorite albums. And that's how I really found out about you guys. And also found out about bands like the Irish Descendants and the Punchers and Great Big Sea. Well, Great Big Sea, one of the albums that I listened to a lot was Up.
Yep.
But you guys have really like put an imprint that will really be felt for generations to come.
Well, that's nice. You know, certainly, you know, when we first started, your goals change as you get older. And, you know, when we first started, it was like, you know, get a gig at Aaron's or O'Reilly or the Blarney Stone. And even O'Reilly's when it first started, that was a big spot because Aaron's was small and the Blarney Stone was small. O'Reilly's was bigger.
Yeah.
And then as you go through your career, your goals get bigger and bigger and you want to do bigger shows and you want to, you know, then it becomes, can we do this for a living? Because it's very difficult to do this correctly when you have a day job, like a 9-to-5, you know what I mean? It's cool to do other things, and you almost got to, but you know, it's really difficult to do when you have that kind of structure.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's navigating all these things and doing it more or less under our own terms. Because over the years, you know, like, we've been told, you know, oh, you guys are cooked now. This crew's coming and they're the best. And like, how many bands have we seen come and go that were the best? And they're going to knock you down or whatever. And, you know, and it's just, we didn't care. We just did our own thing and kept moving forward. And I think that was a lot of where we got success was we just kept our heads down, kept doing what we like to do. And it just, we built a fan base and that's the way it went.
Yeah, and the one thing I think that really you guys were preaching was consistency, because you had a consistent sound that people really resonated to, and a consistent, you know, story. You guys, like, you know, coming up from Aaron's Pub and really, like, you know, being put together pretty much by fate, really, because Ralph O'Brien didn't have a choice. It's either put you guys up there or send you both home.
Yep. And, you know, we were lucky. We got to know and be friends with Ralph and Durham and Fergus and Dennis and Chris Hennessy, you know, and also other bands, you know, like, and me and Mark have different styles, even though we're similar, they're different. But we got to know, like, the Stagirtites and the Irish Descendants and the Great Big Seas and the Seminoles and the, you know, Johnny Murphy and
White Horse,
and you know, like all those bands that were influential, and we got to know them and take advice from them and listen to them. And, you know, it's there's something to be said about listening to people and taking advice.
Yeah,
you know, I'll tell people out there that, you know, people that have done the path before you, they can give you really interesting things to help your journey be a bit easier.
No, absolutely. So, how did this all start for you guys?
I don't really recall, Zach, to be honest with you. I think it was just, you know, I realized, like, I never knew Mark, but I knew Mark. Everybody knew Mark. Mark's been on TV since he's 5 years old, right? You know, and you know, Mark is a well-known person in Newfoundland music since the 70s, which is crazy.
I know.
When you think about it, right?
That's nuts.
Yeah. Of course, he was on cable TV with Eyes to Buy, and he played, you know, all the different things. So he played with Dermot and Fergus when he was like 8 years old, right? You know, and Dick Nolan and all that crowd, and, you know, White Horse. And did you ever know Bowden Sim? I don't know.
No, not until we actually met him on stage.
I met Bob Davidge on stage.
That's the first time of me, too.
Yeah, and that's, I guess, 10 years ago now, maybe.
Yeah, when we had the fundraiser for O'Brien's music store.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So I want to go back to that time of, do you guys remember that night where you guys were double booked? Do you remember much of that night?
Don't remember much about Aaron's Pub.
No, Aaron's Pub in general is a bit of a blur. It was a different scene back then.
It was, yeah.
But of course, the rest they say is history. I mean, like, of course, half the bands, like most of the bands, they came out from the 90s into 2000s. They came through Aaron's Pub, but now you have other pubs like the Newfoundland Embassy and O'Reilly's Pub, and you also got Broderick's Pub. Now, Darcy Broderick himself has put a pub out there for Irish and traditional up-and-comers to really, you know, cut their teeth in there. And you also have these open mic nights everywhere in town now. It was probably a different scene back then.
Well, back then, it was hard to crack the lineups. It was, you know, you had Stagirtite, Celtic Connection, the Masterless Men.
Yeah.
You know, Rankin Street, which went on to become Great Big Sea.
Connemara,
which, yes, were very big back then, you know, when Tom Nemec was the lead singer, and Glenn Hiscock and Jason Whalen and Gore.
It was a hard scene to break in.
Yeah, 100%. And we're probably leaving people out that we forgot about. And not that we forgot about them, just, you know, just right now. But it wasn't easy, and it was very competitive. Even though people were friendly, it was still very competitive.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that exists. I don't know. Maybe it does.
Yeah. We're not really in the downtown scene to know what that's like right
about
now.
About 20 years gone.
Yes.
Now. But, you know, it's going from one hard thing to another hard thing, because playing downtown is very hard. It's late nights. It's long sets. It's, you know, multiple nights.
Yeah.
And we did that for a decade or more. And, you know, it brings its own bag of problems. Well, what we're at, too, but it's getting easier, no doubt about it. But that's a hard battle also, touring in a different city and hotels and, you know, 4 hours sleep a night going to the airport, even if you are being a good boy. You're still not getting a lot of sleep, right?
Patrick calls it the gig simulator.
Yeah.
You know, you don't, when you get up to go to the next venue, you don't know what's happening between the hotel that you're staying in and the gig that you're traveling to.
Oh, for sure.
Breakdowns, flight delays, gear not showing up. There's, you know, it's, you know, when you leave your house and go to the bar on George Street, you got a pretty good chance of getting there without any interruptions. But when you're flying and long travel, you know, there's a lot of complications.
Missing flights. I know a thing or two about that from May.
We've never missed a flight, but we've had lots of cancellations.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
We've had close calls, but we've never missed a flight.
Oh, missed one flight, but again, I'm going to be here all day talking about it from Charlottetown. I know. But one thing that really happened back in 2014, you did a benefit for Gordon O'Brien, who was was he the owner of O'Brien's back in the day, or was
O'Brien's
Music
Store.
Oh, okay. Never knew that. So you ended up meeting Bud Davidge that very night for that benefit that you did for Gord O'Brien.
Yeah.
Growing up with the Seminis and the Harry Hibbses and the Dick Nolans of the world, what was it like to meet one of your idols on stage that night? I'm going to start with you this time, Mark.
Just to stand on stage, you know, it was goosebumps for me because, like you said, you know, I grew up cutting my eye teeth on Semini and Bud and Dick Nolan and all these guys. And to actually get up on stage and play the accordion for him, it was an honor and a thrill. And to have him as one of our best friends now is even more of a thrill. Because he's our buddy now.
Yeah.
Right? Back then he was, you know, a musician that we knew that got up on stage with us, and now he's one of us.
He's the man. That's all I got to say.
The man.
Yeah, he's not Rory's too for no reason. He's a solid human being.
And just watching the interaction with people on the dance floor or at the concerts, young people and old people singing the songs, like kids 5 years old singing, you know, the Mummer song, or
people crying, happy tears.
It's amazing to watch the reaction to people when they see him on stage.
Yeah, and it's still pretty crazy too that like that very night he pretty much became an honorary member or a member of Shannon Canuck now, because you ended up recording two more songs with him. You ended up recording Music and Friends, which is the song they originally did back in 1987. You sang lead and then Bud joined in.
Yeah.
One of my favorite takes of the song, by the way. And then he ended up recording Grey Funnel Line as well, which was another great song from Logie Bay Woodstove Sessions, which COVID was an interesting time, I'll tell you that much.
And we did Can't You Understand That, too.
Can't You Understand That with Shannon Canuck.
And I'm sure we might have one or two.
The Christmas song.
Song.
Oh, that's what Christmas meant to me, right.
To me, yeah. And there's... Bud's not finished yet. I can guarantee that he's still writing. He's still, you know, he's still a strong singer. He's no problem keeping up with us on the road.
We keep up with him.
Maybe it's the other way around. Us trying to keep up with him. You know, he's just, you know, there's a reason that he's so special. We just feel very lucky that we got to be part of that journey with him.
Now, of course, when it comes to first ballot Hall of Famers, if there was a Newfoundland Labrador Music Hall of Fame, Bud would be a first ballot, no doubt in my mind.
Should be.
Absolutely.
So, of course, you guys been playing this. You guys been doing this gig for 30 years now. You must have some great memories of the road and of shows that you've done in the past. Do you have any favorite memories that really stick out in your mind?
We've been to quite a few spots, but you know, North Pole was probably a highlight for me.
That was cool
when we went to the actual North Pole.
Yeah. Really?
Up to the CFB Alert, Canadian Forces Base.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was, and you know, you only go there by invitation. You just can't go there. It was quite an honor to get up there and play for the troops and a lot of Newfoundlanders in the forces up there.
That's crazy.
I'll never forget that. I walked off the plane, and the first person that I met was a Newfoundlander.
From Fogo Island.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. It was at that time, there was about 70 people there or something.
Yeah.
And my best memory, I think, would be. This one that sticks out in my mind all the time is when we played in Qatar, in Doha, and we played this international festival. And of course, the College of the North Atlantic at the time, they still have a thing, but I'm not sure what they're called over there now, Kona or something. I don't know. It changes so much. But they had a school over there, so we were representing Newfoundland and Canada, and it was all these different countries and stuff, and it was pretty tense, right? It was very tense, you know. A lot of people were, and then we were on blast.
Oh, wow.
And out in the desert underneath this big tent, you know, it was pretty cool. And we broke the tension. We just got up and we had fun and we played, you know, we started with Eyes to Buy and, you know, just it was an experience that would probably never happen.
Yeah, there was a lot of political tension, you know, different countries from over in the Middle East and stuff playing. But, when we got up and just let her go, it was pretty amazing.
It's relaxed.
Oh, for sure. Now, out of all the albums that you've put out, which one is your favorite and why?
Ooh. Well, of course, our last one is one of my favorites. But I think Live at O'Reilly's probably did the live album. That was Shanny at its truest. Like that's, you know, we rock at live. You know, when we're performing live, that's when we shine. And you know, not that the studio albums are bad or anything like that, but you know, the energy of the band is in a live show. And
it big time.
And it was captured on that album.
What about yourself?
That's a good question. I like Volume 7. To be honest with you, Volume 7 is one of my favorites.
Jason Whalen produced it.
Yeah, Jason produced it. And I think it was just the song selections were good. The sound was good. It was a good time. You know?
Yeah.
We recorded that. Great Big Sea used to have a studio. A lot of people don't know here in St. John's. And those guys were very cool to us. And we used to do a lot of recording in their studio and stuff. And we did a few records in there, you know, over the years. And I always enjoyed. But I like, you know, don't get me wrong, I like them all. And I do agree with Mark, that live record and the other live record.
And the other one, too.
That's us. Yeah. That's the energy. That's the drive. Like, you know, listening to our records is fine, but come see us, and I guarantee you'll have a good time.
Oh, yeah. One of my favorite shows that I think I've ever been to was the ones you guys did during COVID, where we were all in our cars, we were honking at you guys. And remember when you guys did Blackbird, How's Your Father, and everyone just barf, barf. That was one of my favorite shows I think I've ever been to. But my really first experience being at a Shandy show was when I covered the Arthur O'Brien benefit for the Celtic Wake Up. Yes, yes. I was using my laptop at the time to record audio, but I've come a long way ever since then.
Yeah, you have.
If there's anyone who hasn't seen a Shandy show yet, go and see them. They are electric to watch. On the note of shows, what future shows do you have aside from, you know, the one I just mentioned earlier?
Well, we got, we're in Labrador in March. We're in Lab City and we're in Goose. Corner Brook, yes, our big St. Patrick's Day show in Corner Brook that we do. Yeah, Clarenville will be, we're unable to say with a few shows, but we will be playing some of the bigger shows here this summer. We're not at liberty to announce that yet.
Absolutely.
And, we got to wait for the promoters to do that. And we're going to be doing Alberta and BC and Ontario and Atlantic Canada.
Yep. We're going to get around.
Yeah. You know, this year we're going to not be as busy as we normally do, but that's on purpose. But next year we'll go out and go hard again. So it's because last year we're not spring chickens no more either, Zach, you know. So we we enjoy our time home. And of course, Mark is in the tourism industry also, you know, with the boat tours and stuff. We all got a little something going on, you know, because as you get older, you got to, it's a great career, but you also got to prepare for when you get older, when you're going to, you know, when these things
today.
Yeah, where Shannon Canuck finally settles down.
Unfortunately, everything, all good things come to an end. Now, will that be 10 years, 20 years, 30 years? You know, who knows? And, but you know, you got to be prepared. We say that to younger people all the time. You know, there is a great living to be made at this, but you really should have something to go, you know, stay in school. You know, you don't have to be in school. You can get a trade or whatever, you know, like what you're doing with, you know, with media or whatever, you know. Like, it's great to but you want to have something to fall back on, you know. Nothing lasts forever.
No, absolutely. If there's one word or phrase to describe your careers on the life you guys have had at Shannon Canuck, what would that be and why? So a word or phrase.
I don't know.
Mine would be grateful.
Grateful. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
To grateful. My thankful. Friends and, and bandmates and the fans and the province and just grateful.
Yeah, 100%.
Now, of course, I'm going to get to one of your signature tunes shortly here on the podcast. But for people who want to find out more about Shannon Canuck, I mean, you guys aren't hard to find. You're on Facebook a lot of the time. But you guys got a website now for the first time in a while. So tell me about where we can find you, say, on your website and plug the socials.
Well, we got, like I say, we got Facebook and Twitter. Is it Twitter?
Instagram.
Instagram. Our website is shannonganock.com. There's information there. Should be updated soon now, the new shows and stuff coming up. So, you know, like I say, we're all over social media. We're like the flu. We're everywhere.
But you guys have just been such a big part of Newfoundland and Labrador culture for the better part of the new millennium. And I don't see you guys slowing down anytime soon. And from the bottom of my heart, guys, I just want to say thank you so much for your support for all my projects. Even though we're not really talking as much as we normally would be, like, say, back when I did Celtic Wake Up,
yeah.
I can't thank you guys enough for your support, whatever it is, because, like, a lot of us are busy these days. And with this podcast, I've been just pushing it hard. But it's so good to finally get you guys in for a recording. So thank you guys so much for all your support. And thanks again for doing this.
Congratulations on your success. You're doing fantastic.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. It really means a lot. Thank you so much.
That was Chris Andrews and Mark Hiscock of Shanaganuck. Shanaganuck.com is the place to go to find out more about the band, their tour dates, and you can also get a link to their Facebook page. And I got one more question for you. Are there any new Flanders here tonight? Without ripping my throat? Leave that to the professionals. And here's the song where that all started. Shanaganuck for you now from Live at O'Reilly's Volume 1. Here's The Islander on the Musical Connections Podcast.
Do we have any new Flanders here tonight? Let's try it again. Any new Flanders here tonight? There you go.
I'm a Newfoundlander, born and bred, and I'll be one till I die. I'm proud to be an islander, here's a reason why. I'm free as the wind and the waves that wash the sand. There's no place I would rather be than here in Newfoundland. I spent some time in New York State and I nearly lost my mind. This city life's too fast for me, nobody has the time. Cement and steel and flashing lights was all that I could see. It may be good for New York State, but it's no damn good for me. I'm a Newfoundlander, born and bred, and I'll be one till I die. I'm proud to be an islander, here's the reason why. I'm free as the wind and the waves that wash the sand. There's no place I would rather be than here in Newfoundland. In Montreal, the Frenchmen say that they own Labrador, including Indian Harbor, where me father fished before. But if they want to fight for her, I'll surely take a stand, and they'll regret the day they tried to take our Newfoundland. I'm a Newfoundlander, born and bred, and I'll be one till I die. I'm proud to be an islander, here's the reason why. I'm free as the wind and the waves that wash the sand. There's no place I would rather be than here in Newfoundland. Now that the isle is on our shore, we better take the time to develop it more carefully, or else we're gonna find what could have been the answer to our poor economy. It changed our way of living and destroyed our fishery. I'm a Newfoundlander, born and bred, and I'll be one till I die. I'm proud to be an islander, here's the reason why. I'm free as the wind and the waves that wash the sand. There's no place I would rather be than here in Newfoundland. I'm a Newfoundlander, born and bred, and I'll be one till I die. I'm proud to be an islander, here's the reason why. I'm free as the wind and the waves that wash the sand. There's no place I would rather be than here in Newfoundland. There's no place I would rather be than here in Newfoundland. Woo!
The Islander. Thank you.
Wow, wow, wow. What a great episode we've had, and thank you so much for joining me. Big thank you to Chris Andrews and Mark Hiscock of Shanaganuck for being my guest, and to all the musicians who've contributed their songs for Newfound releases. You are all one small piece of the puzzle of growing our Newfoundland and Labrador music industry, one song at a time. If you want to keep up to date with Musical Connections, you can follow me on Facebook at Zach Snow, Zach Snow NL on Instagram, and if you want to see full-length video versions of my conversations you hear each week, head on over to the Musical Connections NL YouTube channel and subscribe there to not miss an episode. And coming up next week, I'll let you guys know who the guest is, but I'll be watching patiently as the East Coast Music Awards are coming here to St. John's May 7th to the 11th. And for those who are wondering when the nominations are going to be coming out, they'll be coming out February 26th, 11 a.m. at the Rock House. and I would imagine they'll be streaming this on their website, ecma.ca. We'll be covering the ECMAs from the start of when the nominees come out to the end of the actual conference itself, which is May 11th. Exciting times here on the podcast, and I hope you can stick with me as we explore what makes Newfoundland and Labrador's music scene so special. That puts a bow on episode 111 of the Musical Connections podcast. Thank you so much for connecting with me this week. I've been your host, Zach Snow. Join me once again where once more we will highlight the music of Newfoundland and Labrador. Stay safe, be kind to each other, and most importantly, stay connected. Bye for now.